from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Speaking of which, there was a few scrums yesterday down at the Falcons-Dolphins joint practice. And look, real quick, Falcons are going to be, and the Dolphins need to, hopefully they paid attention to what happened to the Giants. And I think it might have been the Browns, but they got fined.
Lions.
Yep. They got fined a couple $100,000 for not controlling their practices enough. And, you know, Allie, they don't want them fighting. They will, you know, they will fine you if they don't think you've done it, basically had any control over the practices. Whenever you see a fight on a football field, do you feel like, does it make you, kind of makes me feel a little alive.
I mean, it amps you up a little bit. And I'm in hearing that the Falcons did get into some little hiccups with that. I'm curious, with those fines coming out of the Lions, $200,000, are the Falcons going to see some repercussions like that?
I think that what happened yesterday, and this is from all reports, is that after the Ray McLeod incident yesterday, both head coaches kind of called their teams together and like, all right, dude, cut it out. And this happened, listen, this happened when Mike Smith was in town. I can distinctly remember, I think it was a crossover with the Titans, let's call it 2014. Crossover with the Titans. One of my good buddies, Joe Hawley at the time, gets kicked out of practice. And Smitty's like, dude, I warned you 5 times not to get into some of these altercations. And I said the next person that throws a punch is getting kicked out of practice. And sure enough, the opening period of practice, I think Joe Hawley was like our third string long snapper. He snaps a ball, somebody hits him in the mouth, he starts throwing hands, and he missed the rest of practice. Not that he was too terribly worried about it. He was like, I'm gonna go sit in the AC. You guys, hey, hold it down out here. I'll be back.
But see, that's where he should have made him like go over there and practice his long snapping for 2 hours. I mean, that's what I would have done. Like, no, you don't get to go inside. You just can't play with everyone else. You go over there and you practice long snapper for the next 2.5 hours. That's what I would have done.
I think Smitty was thinking like, you know, I respect it, and he, you know, I respect it. So,
well, Smitty, dude, Smitty is he's gold. He's one of the greatest human beings. When Matt retired, or when Matt got traded, I got, we're gonna get this Kirk Cousins cut on joint practices, but I hit Smitty up. I was producing. I was like, hey, do you want to come on? Well, I text him, doesn't respond. The next morning, he calls me and was like, hey, I'm sorry, I was on the golf course. And then he's like, oh, but I got to call you back. I'm in a doctor's office. He's at the dentist. And I was like, okay. Calls me back, talks to me for an hour, came on the show, greatest guy, called up forever, just loves Smitty. But anyways, to the joint practices, there was more takeaways than just fighting. And Kirk Cousins talked to the media yesterday about, you know, what he takes away from and gets out of a joint practice.
A lot came up is, hey, what do we do versus this look? And, oh, you want that? Okay. So a lot where without having these practices, we might have been not aware of some of the things we want to go to offensively. I think the intensity picked up a little bit, which honestly bothered me a little bit. I said, you know, if the pace of practice picked up, then what does that say about the previous practices? You know, we've got to be at that level all the time. So that would be my challenge. When we go back to Flowery Branch, you know, we got to practice at this pace regardless. And so that'll be an important point of emphasis, but good 2 days.
Was that something that y'all did, Mike, the way he did it, or was it just little one-on-one things against guys that you have not overly familiar with?
It was both. And I love his cut right there saying, hey, if the pace picked up, then why aren't we doing this the whole time? Right? I mean, that is a leadership quality if I've ever heard one. But no, man, I mean, like when you talk about these crossover practices and doing different things and you talk about Kirk, the way you, and I know this not from playing, but also coaching some high school ball, you build an offense based on what you want to do, but in the secondary, you build it based on what's the worst case scenario that can happen. What's the worst look we can get on a screenplay? Or what's the worst look we can get on this run? Right? And then sometimes when you go against a team like the Dolphins and a different defense coordinator and different personnel, maybe it's a look you get that's even worse than the worst one you thought you'd get. And you're like, golly, how am I going to find my way out of this thing? Like, you know, and so Kirk looks at it and goes, we got to build in this audible or this hot or this kill play, you know, to make sure that we can get that happen. I think it's beautiful.
You know, Allie, when you see our guys winning against someone else, you know, like, you know, you see Clark Phillips makes a breakup, and it's a good team like that. As a fan, you just kind of be like, hey, like, it gets you kind of amped in another way, not the fight way, but the excited way that we might be pretty good this year.
And I feel like that's been the theme since training camp has started, basically. As Kirk Cousins has come to town, everyone's just gotten so excited for this season, myself included.
Yeah, I think that's a great point because he has brought a newfound energy. So has Raheem Moore, so it's exciting to watch. Speaking of newfound energy, or lack thereof, in coaches, Brian Snicker gets tossed last night in the Braves game. We'll talk about the Braves. Playoffs! We'll talk about playoffs! Got to win games first, man. We'll tell you what happened and what went right and what went wrong. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.